listening to the 9 a.m. News with Gary Matthews on KBHB Radio. Brought to you exclusively by CBH Co-op. Always running. Always running. Here again is award-winning news anchor, Gary Matthews.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome into the 9 o'clock news. We have special guests in the studio for the 9 o'clock news. They are with the Sanford Underground Research Facility Foundation. Stacy Miller is the foundation director, and Julie Olson is here as well. Good morning, ladies. We're glad to have you here.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Let's tell everyone a little bit first about what the foundation does.
Yeah, so Sanford Underground Research Facility, SURF, for short, because that's a mouthful. SURF Foundation.
That's the easiest way to say it.
We are the philanthropic arm of the science and education that's happening underground in Leeds, South Dakota.
There are a lot of amazing things happening underground at that mine.
There is. The research that is happening a mile underground is fundamental science. I am not a scientist, so don't ask me to explain all the details.
Will not.
But it truly phenomenal research happening a mile underground.
Indeed. So you're here today to tell us a little bit about a project you guys are working on.
Yes.
The easiest way for me to call it is the Sacred Circle Garden. Now, I know there is a more proper way to say it in the native language, but I don't know if I'll take a stab at it if you know it.
You bet. Shungleska Waka.
Wow, perfect.
And that is Lakota for Sacred Circle, and it is an ethnobotanical garden that is being built on site at Sanford Underground Research Facility in Lead.
All right. Where did this idea come from, ladies?
Oh, my goodness. This idea came about 8 years ago. It was a collaboration of discussions when, after the lab opened and we were up and going, and cultural diversity has always been at the core of everything that we do up at the lab. And so much of the science that we're doing a mile underground has to do with dark matter. And we don't know much about dark matter. But the indigenous peoples of the Black Hills have star knowledge and have known a lot of the science that we are discovering for centuries.
And that is amazing.
So it's cultural diversity. Cultural education has always been on the forefront of Sanford Underground Research Facility. And through discussions, we thought that a garden above ground featuring native plants of the Black Hills, a Lakota medicine wheel, was a wonderful way to bridge the science that's happening a mile underground with the indigenous stories and the ways of knowing of the Native Americans of the Black Hills.
And we're building this on site up there in the Northern Hills.
We are. Yes, we are.
And where are we on our fundraising campaign? Because that's really what kind of we're focusing on this, too, because you're almost there.
We are. Yeah. So we kicked off this campaign last July publicly. Our goal is 800,000, and we have raised just over $449,000 in less than a year. A lot of interest. So Julie Olson is the chairperson of our board of directors. The foundation's only been around a couple years. And so this is the first big project that the foundation has taken on. And we have worked with Native American elders and leaders within the Native American tribes and have gotten their feedback and their support of this project.
Now, Julie, since you're kind of helping to work on the fundraising here, what's the road been like so far for the fundraising? It seems like it's getting a pretty good response from the folks out there.
It has been, and thank you very much for having us today, because our purpose is to really educate the people about what we're doing up at the lab and the opportunity for people to experience a real cultural deepness, if you will, because everything matters, and there's a couple of puns there, but it's true. You know, it matters what we're doing below ground and above ground, and tying together our cultures for the bettering of teaching people about this, giving them the experience, also inspiring our young students to get involved with science and our families, just to bring everybody and everything together. So we're very proud to be doing this. And, you know, the road is always tough mm-hmm. to raise money. There's a lot of very needy causes in our beautiful Black Hills, but we do feel this is so important and amazing. It really is a spiritual place when you're there, and to be able to see the beautiful Black Hills and our mine and what it used to be and what it can be and is today. So it's very special and very sacred already.
The Black Hills is very spiritual to the Native mm-hmm. people, and I know having something like this in the Black Hills has got to mean a lot for those folks.
It really does. It really does. And it ties together all the generations. So Julie touched on the meditation piece, the mm-hmm. spiritual piece of the garden. Sanford Underground Research Facility has a phenomenal education and outreach program. So everything that we do with the science, we bring to K-12 kiddos throughout the state of South Dakota. So this garden will also lend itself to STEM education, STEAM education, mm-hmm. earth science, stargazing, learning about native plants and their medicinal and their purpose in the Black Hills.
This is going to be a wonderful project. We are so close. How can folks get involved if they would like to help in getting this done?
A couple ways. You can call me directly at 605-571-2303, or please check out our website. It is sanfordlab.org/garden.
And what we will do is we will post our interview today on our webpage. We will post that information up there as well, so we can just add another link
to
helping people get to you and see if we can get this project finished ASAP.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That would be wonderful.
We truly thank the community support and look forward to building other partners throughout this project.
Anything else? Oh, go ahead, Julie.
Oh, yep. I was just going to say thank you. It's a really unique opportunity to be involved in something that is going to really change our world in the future. And it's almost like you can be a part of creating this legacy for yourself or your business or your family and have it be there for generations. So it's very special.
Couldn't have said that better myself. Anything else you ladies like to touch on what the foundation is doing right at the moment?
We're supporting the education and science in addition to this wonderful project of Shungleska Waka.
Very good. Stacy, Julie, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
It all matters.
It sure does. Indeed. Well said. It is 9:12. More news.